أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالوا لئن لم تنتهي يا لوط لتكونن من المخرجين. قال إني لعملكم من المقالين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident of Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sin and the act of violence that they were involved in, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Lut alayhi salam's advice to them. He warned them of transgressing the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set, and he asked them to give up this vile and evil act that they were engaged in. What was their response? They were not prepared. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah number 167, قالوا, they said, لَا إِلَّمْ تَنْتَهِي يَا لُوتْ. Listen, Lord, stop this. And if you don't give up, stop speaking about the evil of homosexuality. Stop speaking about what a bad thing it is. Stop speaking about what a crime it is. This is something we are involved in. This is something that is common within our society. This is something that we do not abhor. This is something that we promote. This is something that we encourage within the society and within the community. If you don't desist, and if you don't give up, and if you will not refrain from what you are doing, what did they say? لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. You will certainly be from the outcast. We will kick you out of the community, and we will ensure that you are driven out of the town. We will make it seem as if you are the outcast, as if you are the abnormal one, while we are those who are practicing on something that has become completely normal and acceptable. Lut alayhi salam realized that they were not going to give up their evil ways. So what did he say to them? قال إني لعملكم من القالين. Let me tell you this much, that indeed I am hateful towards this act of yours. I will never ever accept it. I will never ever remain silent, even if it has become a norm within the community, a norm within the society. Even if you threaten me with what you have threatened me with, I make it known to you that this act that you are involved in, it is something that I abhor, I hate it. I disgust, it is something absolutely disgusting to me. So we learn something from this, that what the vice that is being committed and the sin that is being perpetrated, we must make our sentiments known towards it. Don't remain silent about it, because when you remain silent about it, then it becomes acceptable. People must know of its evil. People must know that it is a sin. People must know that it is something that Allah hates. It is something that Islam will never ever accept. So he made it known to them. He says, this much, you will not give up what I'm asking you to do, but know this much, that I am hateful towards this action of yours. I hate it. And this does not only apply and refer to this act of vice and this act of sin, but every act of sin. Your view on it must be known, and the Islamic perspective on it must be known, even if people are not prepared to give it up. But this must be known, that it is an evil deed, it is an act of violence, and never should it be considered as acceptable, or never should we turn a blind eye towards it, because tomorrow it could affect people within your household. It could affect people within your community. It could affect people within your family. And then he makes a dua, which is something very important that we learn also from this incident of Lut alayhi salam. One other point, what did he say to them? قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ. He did not say, I hate you, or I have hatred for you. He said, I have hatred for the sin that you are involved. So another important thing we learn, when we wish to correct, and when we wish to reform, and when we wish to point out the vice and the sins of others, we must make it known that it is the crime and it is the sin and it is the vice that we have hatred for, not the individual. You hate the sin, not the sinner. Because there is hope for reformation. But never develop hatred for the sinner. Because then you are targeting your effort of reformation to the individual. But you should be targeting the effort of reformation towards the evil and towards the sin that is found within the individual. So that's why he did not say, inni lakum min al-qali. He said, inni li'amalikum min al-qali. The vice and the sin that you are engaged in is something that I really abhor and something that I find very disgusting, and it is something that I hate. Then he made the dua, Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh Allah, save me and save my family from what they do. Very important for us to make dua. First of all, ourselves. One, because that same sin, as we said, that same sin and that same crime could one day affect us, either directly or indirectly. It might affect us directly. We can never claim that we are safe and that we are protected and we are safeguarded against every form of sin and every crime and every vice. So one is Lut alayhi salam, he said, oh Allah, save me. Let it not be that I eventually get involved in what they are doing. And not only me, he makes dua for his family. Rabbi najjini wa ahli. So you continue making dua for your children, and you continue making dua for your grandchildren, and you continue making dua for your progeny, because you can only imagine what type of challenges and what type of sin and what type of vice they will be exposed to in the future. So he made dua for himself, he made dua for his children, he made dua for his family. He says, oh Allah, save me and save every one of my family members from what they do. Panajjayna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved him. We know the incident of Lut alayhi salam. The time came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided to punish them. So Allah says, we saved him wa ahlahu ajma'in, and all of his family members, illa ajuzan, except an old woman, referring to the wife of Lut alayhi salam. We said earlier that the wife of Lut alayhi salam was not actively involved in the sin and in the vice that the community had engaged in, but she was a passive supporter. A passive supporter of this. She accepted it and she regarded it as acceptable. So even though she was not an active supporter of this crime, but she was a passive supporter, an indirect supporter of the sin, as a result of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, she was not included in our mercy. When we saved Lut alayhi salam, and when we saved the family of Lut alayhi salam, Allah said, illa ajuzan fil ghabirin, except an old woman who was amongst those who remained behind. ثم دمرنا الآخرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we destroyed all the others. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. How did Allah destroy them? In what form did the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend? Allah says, they were subjected to a terrible and a most evil rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam to lift up that entire village, that entire city. It was raised up towards the heavens, and it was turned upside down, and it was thrown back down onto earth, and it went so deep onto earth that it was submerged underwater. And today we find that the Dead Sea exists in that very place where these people had lived, and where they had perpetrated this act and the crime and this vice, that up to today also you find that nothing grows, no vegetation, even the Dead Sea. There is no real life found within that area because of the type of crime and sin that they were engaged in. And because that place had experienced and had witnessed the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ مُنْدَرِينَ. Allah says, how evil was the rain that these people, the ones who were warned, had experienced. As they came down crashing onto earth, then there were rocks that were rained down upon them from the heavens. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it as a most evil and a most terrible rain that they had experienced. Inna fi dhalika la'ayah. Allah says, indeed, in all of that, in this narrative and in this story, is indeed a sign, is a lesson. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet relating this incident to them, and despite them knowing of this, most of them will not bring iman, most of them will not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And indeed your Rabb is the Almighty and the Most Merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace and blessings.